Health officials are warning of a botulism outbreak from a batch of seal oil produced recently in the Bristol Bay village of Twin Hills near Togiak. A state investigation into the outbreak says more than 25 people may have consumed the seal oil, and they're working quickly to track them down. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more.
The first reported botulism infections came last Friday from the village of Quinnahock. Two cases were so severe that the patients were medevaced to Anchorage and remain on respiratory support as they're unable to breathe on their own. Officials with the State Department of Epidemiology were able to track the botulism to a batch of seal oil made in Twin Hills, and as Dr. Kathy Heinemann from Conackonack Hospital says, sent that oil in for further testing.
The oil that was from the master batch of the place that it was produced was definitely positive for the botulinum toxin, and I even got a note this morning saying that it was the highest level the lab instrument can measure.
State health officials and local medical providers have been working together to track down anybody who may have bought or eaten any of that seal oil. The latest tally is over 25, including 5 from Quinnahock, several from Twin Hills, and several more in Dillingham. One child has so far tested positive for symptoms, and several others being monitored have so far been asymptomatic. The concern, says Heinemann, is that the number of cases in this botulism outbreak may continue to grow.
Indeed, I believe that there may be people that we don't know about.
In an odd twist, the state's infectious disease program says that the Twin Hills family who produced the seal oil initially refused to stop consuming it after the test results showed it was toxic. Botulism is a disease caused by bacteria, which produces a toxin, almost always in fermented foods like canned fish and stink heads. Seal oil appears to be the main culprit of botulism in Alaska, but this outbreak seems particularly potent and widespread.
The epidemiologist with whom I spoke said it was the largest outbreak that he's worked with in his time in Alaska.
Health officials take botulism outbreaks very seriously, in large part because the disease can lead to death.
It could be lethal, and the problem is that botulism toxin does not smell or taste like anything. The food can look and seem to be perfectly normal, but yet be contaminated.
The onset of symptoms can begin as early as one day after consumption to as many as 10 days after. Dr. Heinemann recommends anyone who suspects they may have eaten that seal oil to plan to be near a medical provider during that period of time. The state sent a public health nurse from Anchorage out to Dillingham to continue the investigation today. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.